Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Cerebro, and I have the pleasure today on iHeartRadio to welcome a wonderful, wonderful singer, songwriter. She is absolutely amazing. Her name is Alexia. Let me spell it for you. A-L-E-X-I-A. She has released a new single, and let me tell you, I'm in love with it. That's it. I'm in love with it. The name of the song is actually one of my favorite drinks. It's called Lemonade. Lemonade, L-E-M-O-N-A-D-E, because we have an international audience, so I love to spell everything. Lemonade. It's available everywhere on all the platforms with our friends, of course, Spotify. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, she's right over the phone. The gorgeous, the amazing Alexia. Alexia, how are you today, my dear?
Hi, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very happy, and indeed, you are very good. So you're introducing yourself with the right word. So I must say, we have a dear friend in common. She sent me your link. She said, you have to listen to her. And I've listened to you, and it's unlike anything I've ever heard. Your music is absolutely divine. It is trendy. It is glamorous. It is sophisticated. It is beautiful. It makes you like you feel in the summer. You know, today is a very gray day in New York, rainy, but when I listen to your music now, I feel I'm laying down on the couch. There is a nice sun with a nice, you know, cigar, Habano. You know, we're not going to say where we can get the Habano cigar. But this is what your music is bringing to us. Alexia, congratulations for all the amazing things you're doing. First question, I would love to know. Where are you from? Where were you born? And what brought you to music?
Hi, so I was born in Paris. I moved here to Long Island when I was 4 years old. And I used to live in Brooklyn, but with quarantine, I moved back with my parents, it has been weird. But yeah, I've always been extremely musical. I come from a family that's tremendously musical. My whole mom's side of the family plays all kinds of instruments, and my dad has an amazing voice. He's Moroccan and, you know, sings his Moroccan music, but incredible, incredible voice. So I always been singing, always wanted to perform, you know, Broadway. But then I did ballet. I focused on ballet till I was about 17, and then I quit just because I wanted to focus on school. And basically, I was still singing. I was trying to find my new kind of thing because I've always needed to be very, very creative. I gravitate towards that. So then I always wrote poetry, and I was like, well, maybe I can combine those two talents, I guess. So I've been songwriting since, you know, probably 18, more seriously, and I had taken a break to focus on school, but this quarantine time has really rekindled the fire I have, and I plan on releasing a lot more music soon. Yeah.
And you have no idea how this quarantine, you know, was a good ingredient for artists, because a lot of people have written books, new music. I think when things will start to go back to normal, I think there will be, you know, each artist will release 2-3 albums a year. We have done so much during these very challenging times, I would say. So it's beautiful, from Paris, which is also my hometown, to Long Island. Your family is from Morocco, as my family. And where in Morocco are they from?
Fez.
I swear to you, my dad is from Fez.
Yeah, my dad is from Fez. And then my mom grew up in Belgium. So she's not Moroccan. My dad is Moroccan. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I want to meet your dad, because for sure he must know my grandfather, etc. Anyway, so we back to you, my dear Alexia. So who are your music influences? Who are the artists that you're listening? Because the reason of me asking is because there are so many influences in your music. There's a bit of R&B. There's a bit of American pop music, of adult contemporary, but there is also a sense of disco. Like when I hear your stuff, I want to put the music, I want to start to dance, you know, and it's superbly produced. So I want to know, who are the artists who have influenced you the most?
Yeah, so I believe I'm extremely genreless. You'll hear one song and be like, R&B, you know, another song, EDM, like, I'm very genreless. So I would say I'm going to go through each genre who are my favorite artists. So first, pop. Definitely, I love Billie Eilish, and I also love this artist. Her name is King Princess, which she has a lot of, you know, funk, but also singer-songwriter. She's probably one of my biggest influences. R&B, I would say I love Kehlani. Rap is definitely Kendrick Lamar. And then also, you know, I listen to Queen and I listen to the Beatles, and I have quite the wide array of musical tastes. And I also, you know, grew up listening to classical music because of ballet.
Wow. Well, you and I understand why your ears are so well trained, you know, because you listen really, really a lot of great artists. So I was going to ask you a very naive question. Why calling your first single Lemonade? You know, what was the reason? What influenced you to call it that way?
Yeah, so it's quite representative of my writing style. I basically had the melody in my head, and I really like how it happens is I sit down and write. I close my eyes and I let my voice memos on my phone just run. And I basically, the hook, meaning the chorus, came out really smoothly, like lemonade on a summer day. That came out super easily, and I was like, this sounds good. I'm heavily melody focused, so I was like, it doesn't need to be that serious, it's a summer song. And so Lemonade on a Summer Day came really, really simply, compared to my other songs that are a lot more thought out of, you know, very deep, very dark, you know. This was just a fun song.
And if I believe your biography on our friends at Spotify, you said that you are a Gemini, so my music,
yes.
So I'm a Gemini, so my music will reflect my moodiness.
Yes.
So that's very sweet. You are also on Instagram. It's Alexia Music. So what are your next projects after this great single? Because I can tell you that we want more of you.
Yes. A little bit of what I plan on doing. I really want to, you know, collaborate with artists. I think it's a beautiful thing. I really want to be a songwriter as well as come out with my own music. But my ultimate goal is, you know, with Lemonade, you know, to have people in the business be like, oh, I would love to collaborate. I would love to write with you. But the song that is next, it's a song called Growing Up. I'm finishing up production on it. But it's a very, very special song. It's slower. It's about coming of age. And then I have other songs lined up. But ultimately, you know, I really want to work on collaborating and finding good collaborators in the business.
Well, I'm sure a lot of great names will come by your side, because, again, this is really wonderful that you're doing. I keep repeating myself, but, you know, it's really beautiful. I love, you know, also your visuals, you know, the thing people will understand. Why you didn't want to have, let's say, just your pretty face, but instead you show yourself from the back in what appears to be a pajama? Is that what it is, a pajama?
No, it's actually, it's a pink suit. You guys can see the picture on my Instagram, the actual suit. It was a very cool artist that did on Instagram that I, you know, wanted to use, a young artist that did it.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But it looks very cool though. It looks really, really
Thank
cool.
you.
It looks
Thank
really nice.
you.
So,
Thank you.
before we start to play exclusively for iHeartRadio this beautiful, beautiful track of our dear friend Alexia, this great track of Lemonade. Can you tell me what are your next projects? Because this is your very first single. We will be wondering why waiting so much when you have such a talent.
Yeah. I want to release Growing Up, which is a very slow track about the coming of age song about, how people have a hard time growing up in the city. You go out all the time and you think you've made it because, you're partying, but in the end of the day that doesn't, lead to happiness or feeling an actually sense of accomplishment or whole. So I plan on releasing that, in the next month and a half. But I'm working on production in that.
And hopefully, I want you to know that we will always be there to play your music and to support you. A lot of great
Thank
things
you.
will come to you. Definitely, we say hello to our common friend who brought your beautiful music to me, and I'm
Thank
so
you.
grateful. There's so many wonderful artists out there, beautiful, beautiful talent, but you are very, very special. You can follow Alexia on Instagram. It's Alexia Music. Please follow her. I'm doing it right now. And follow her also with our dear friends of Spotify. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment that you've been waiting for, the lovely Alexia with her first single called Lemonade. My name is David Sirivo. I had the pleasure on iHeartRadio to welcome this very talented artist, Alexia, with her new single called Lemonade. Stay tuned. It's a beautiful day today in New York City.
Lemonade on a summer day, what you say? Is it awesome, right? Is it awesome, right? Tattooed arms up the radio, where we go? Is it awesome, right? Is it awesome, right?